ABC Radio Australia.
In Vanuatu, over the last 2 weeks, the Helper One boat has been sailing around the outer islands delivering mosquito nets, biosecurity equipment and volleyball lessons. It's a partnership between social enterprise Respond Global and the Volley for Change campaign, which aims to deliver health and fitness systems to people living in remote areas. Our reporter Jordan Fennell caught up with Respond Global's founder, Dr. Ian Norton, on board the ship at the moment.
What's unique, I suppose, here is this vessel lives and works here in Vanuatu, so she is registered here. The organisation is registered as a not-for-profit here as well, and so this is truly a Pacific-based one. Yeah.
But what was the last 2 weeks like for you personally, and what was the experience like?
Yeah, so I spent 3 months in Vanuatu last year, so it's great to be back. It looks like a second home, really, on board the ship and out in the outer provinces. But we went through Malekula as the Malanta province, then up to Santo and Luganville, right up to the very far north in Torres, and then to the Banks Islands. And then we just come back through Ambai to talk to Penama, and we talked to Sheffer, which is where Royal Villa is based, just before we left. What's really great this time is we really managed to get into the day-to-day operation planning for each of those areas. Very health-focused, as I say, in 2022. It's really an important step for us now is to become much wider and look at how we can take a multi-agency approach to serving outlying communities. So I used to work in Darwin for many, many years and really felt strongly that people who choose to live in outlying communities in remote outstations and things deserve as best access as possible to governmental services, health and education and others. And that's really what we're trying to aim for here. So there's a bit of equity. So if you choose to live in an outer island or more remote part of Vanuatu, you get some similar service access.
On the Respond Global Facebook page, it said that the organization is on this particular trip looking to better understand how Helper One can support provincial priorities and activities in 2023. How are you making those determinations about what those provincial priorities are?
So yes, we last year in 2022 it was very much focused on health priorities, and a lot of the discussion that happened in Port Vila at a national level and then providing those programs into the provinces and into the area councils. Now, at this time, we've had some of those discussions planning for 2023, but we thought it was really important to go and listen to the provinces themselves. So in each of the provinces, and we've just come back from those missions, we met with what they call the PTAC members, so essentially the provincial level council, and then representatives from education, from police, from health, from disaster management, public works, all sorts of different groups in each of the provinces came together, and they held that PTAC meeting on board the vessel, and we brainstormed how the vessel might be used most effectively, and it allowed them a voice about how they'd like the vessel to support them at provincial and even at the area council level.
On this trip, alongside taking health services around the different provinces, you've been joined by the organisation Volley for Change, that's taking volleyball lessons and fitness lessons to people. How did that partnership come about?
Yeah, it was sort of by chance. The planning mission had gone on, but we did have some space on board. And then we heard about the Volley for Change program. Obviously, it's linked to health and to preventing non-communicable disease, so things like diabetes and hypertension through sport and through better healthy lifestyle choices really resonated with us, talking about diet, about sport, and particularly youth engagement. So we were delighted to offer some space to the Volley for Change team. It was great to see that. They went each day onshore with us as we were organising. Well, we were dropping off a lot of logistics supplies, so a lot of malaria bed nets and other things went out with us on this program as well. So we delivered those. The Volley for Change team jumped ashore and went and did their thing, particularly talking to community leaders and to youth leaders, and then often a little bit of a practice game and to get people excited and involved, and then sitting everybody down and talking about healthy lifestyle choices. We also carried a biosecurity officer or two, and they were out there trying to check for the rhinoceros beetle, the invasive coconut beetle pest that's not yet there in the outer islands. We want to make sure that we used every opportunity to allow these other agencies to come on. Really, we want to make sure that it feels like a provincial and national-led government project. We're really just supplying the vessel, the logistics, and the marine crew, and operational support, and all the teams that we carry are in Nevo.
And how often do you plan in this year to go out amongst the provinces and the outer islands to deliver those services?
So the full year will be spent here. She's just got to go into a maintenance period for about 5 weeks, but the rest of the time will be spent here. It'll be 36 weeks of day-to-day operations. So starting at the 30th of January, we'll be back out into the provinces, and we'll spend 2 weeks in each province in a round of 12 weeks. Then immediately start another round of 12 weeks. All provinces will get an equal amount of time. So 2 weeks there, 2 weeks again in the middle of the year, and then 2 weeks at the end of the year. So the guaranteed recurrent visits means that you can really go out and run a program where you're sure that the officers are going to get back out there 3 times this year, and we're going to deliver a lot of logistic support while we're out there at Eastern. So you can choose what you want on the ship to be carried out to the outer clinics and outer schools and things. It's really to put in place a systemic recurrent visit into outlying access, hard to reach areas.